Good talk some Packers right now. And, you know, when the Packers are playing, obviously like to be on Twitter, like to watch the game, like to pop over to the Cheesehead TV YouTube stream every now and then.
What? Oh, what a shock. Jeep, I'm so sick of running it down to 1 second. Get the call in. Get the f***ing call in. Get up to the line, run a f***ing play. Oh, my God, I'm so sick of it.
That's Aaron Nagler, CheeseheadTV.com. How you feeling, bud?
Hey there.
I'm feeling great now that I've listened to that clearly intelligent and wizened man speak his mind about the game of football.
Yeah, I saw your little video on TV last time. Man, you got some nice digs you're broadcasting from, man. You got some TV studio things going on, man. That's some money you guys put into Cheesehead TV.
Oh, you know, we don't half-ass anything over here. You know, New York City, you got to go big or go home. So, yeah, we have a studio in Midtown Manhattan.
All right, so obviously the brunt of your concerns these days is the Packer offense, and I think all of us do, is the play clock getting down to 2 or 1. What do you think is the justification? And I never hear anybody ask McCarthy about what's going on with that.
Well, it's funny because I think we've asked him so many times throughout the years that I can't think most of the guys in the room are like, well, we know what the answer is going to be. Because almost always, and I actually asked McCarthy about it last year, about why always seemingly they're taking it down to the brink. And, you know, their standard answer, and this is whether you ask McCarthy or Rodgers, is that, well, the quarterback is getting as much information as possible. And that's fine. That's good. I know he wants to see the defense. He wants to try and figure out who's rotating where and what have you prior to the snap. But at the end of the day, the defense is now so conditioned when they're playing the Packers that they know, they see, you saw it on Sunday night, they see the clock going down 3, 2, 1. The defensive line, the defensive front, can just pin their ears back because they know they got to snap the ball or they're going to get a delay penalty. And more, they're wasting timeouts. It's putting them in bad situations. It did on Sunday night on that opening drive. On the opening drive, they're taking a delay and pushing themselves back when they're trying to keep pace with Tom Brady. I mean, that's why it's so frustrating, and that's why I kind of lost it as I did.
What's wrong with Rodgers? I mean, there's so many ways to go off of that. I almost feel like he is too smart, and he's got too much information when he's up there, and he's trying to get everything to be perfect. But it's not just the mental stuff. It's, you know, some of these play calls. If he's in the two-minute, if he's running the two-minute offense, that call on 3rd and 2 where he kept it the other night was a big-time mistake. And then, you know, even the zip on his balls. Now I said it. The zip on his throws.
Watch it.
Is a little off.
We both went down that road already.
So how do you answer what's wrong with Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I think clearly the injury is still affecting him, but that's not it. You know what I mean? Clearly, like you say, everything is off, whether it's the rhythm, whether it's his, like you said, having way too much information and trying to do everything with it. That's why the frustration mounts, because it's like at some point you just got to line up and run a play. And you've seen Tom Brady run, you know, his offense from the pocket for the majority of his career, and he's highly successful. Go back to Week 1 when Rodgers got hurt and then came back and they stormed back against the Bears. Why? Because he was forced to play from the pocket and run the offense. I mean, this isn't, you know, this shouldn't be so hard. Yet the Packers continually make things hard on themselves. And Rodgers is no different. Simple things like throwing a screen pass at the running back's feet or throwing a ball behind Randall Cobb on 3rd and 1, where if he just puts it out in front of him, he's actually got momentum and at least a chance to convert. But it's these little things. Or you've got MVS streaking down the middle of the field for a touchdown if you just throw it and hit him in stride, but it's underthrown. These are all things. Rodgers is falling away. His fundamentals aren't there. It's little things, and these little things all add up, and they're adding up again and again and again, game after game after game. And to me, that's a reflection of coaching. We can all see Rodgers isn't right. It's incumbent upon his head coach and play caller to help him.
With Geronimo Allison out for the next 6 weeks, possibly, and who knows, more or less, but it opens the door for MVS, Valdes-Scantling. Now, could that be a situation where we've seen flashes of how good Valdes-Scantling can be, that he's going to run right through the hole and maybe take Geronimo's job as the number three guy?
100%. I think you've seen the flashes. I think they just need to start getting him the football. I thought they waited way too long to get him involved on Sunday night. He's a dynamic threat. downfield. He's shown an ability to work at all three levels on offense. And, I mean, get the ball in his hand and good things happen. And it's funny because I remember in the offseason, you know, everything was about, oh, what are they going to do at number three? What are they going to do at number three? I think their plan has actually worked pretty darn well here, where they knew Geronimo Allison would be solid. And of course, you never plan for injury, but they've brought along these rookies. I think EQ has looked good too. And now you've got an injury, you've got to deal with it, and MVS has emerged. So we harp on everything they do wrong all the time. I think the drafting of these wide receivers is turning out to be a real positive.
Mike McCarthy, I asked you what's wrong with Aaron Rodgers, so I guess I'll ask you what's wrong with Mike McCarthy. His team, there's so many like simple mistakes, like the Whitehead thing where he's bitch slapping players and getting ejected the other day. I don't know if this is a situation like Andy Reid where someone's just there too long and a clean break would be good for both of them. But it does feel like, to me, Aaron, the beginning of the end, if not closer to the end of the end for him.
Well, I mean, that's only natural because he's been there, what, 13 years? And shelf life for an NFL head coach is basically a decade. But look, we've seen McCarthy backed into a corner before. This is usually when he does his best work. But I agree. I think the trends, the way you look at it, the way it's pointing, sure would suggest that things have gotten stale and the attention to detail isn't there. We see it week after week. But look, there's still half a season to play, and they have come and gone on runs bigger than this before. So I would never count them out, especially with Rodgers at quarterback. But yes, he's got to turn it around or things could get late real early.
With the preseason stuff and all the changes that happened before that, with the silos and the structuring, I thought that he's got to get his team, McCarthy does, to at least the NFC Championship to assure himself that he'll be back next season. I still feel that way, maybe even stronger right now. Do you agree? Or does he have to have a really big season, or is scratching and clawing from a 3-4-1 record into the playoffs going to be enough to keep doing this with Rodgers? Because that's the other thing, Aaron, is if you do bring a new coach in, you have to find one that's going to work well with Aaron Rodgers.
Absolutely you do. I think a big part of it, and obviously the only human being on this planet who knows the answer to this question, is Mark Murphy. But if I had to guess, it would be all about how they're playing down the stretch. And yes, if they get into the playoffs and they go on a run, I think he's safe. And what does a run look like? I think a big part of it is how they play and how they equip themselves. But I'll tell you what, if Aaron Rodgers starts 16 games for this team and they don't make the playoffs, Mike is done. I mean, I don't think there's any two ways about it. But I think a large part of it is going to be how they look and how they're playing. I mean, if they get hot and they go on a run, I don't see how you fire McCarthy, even if they don't win a Super Bowl. But, again, the only one who can answer that question is Mark Murphy. He's the only one who has the power to make a move.
Do you think the big guy, McCarthy, he knows that he's on the he's feeling the pressure. He knows that he's on the hot seat right now?
I think he does, but I don't think it's anywhere he hasn't been before. I mean, think back to when they were 4-6 a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, the national pundits were completely destroying him week in and week out. Everybody locally was like, maybe this is the end, et cetera. So I don't think this is anything different for him. I think he's going to keep doing what he always does. I remember talking to him after that season, and he said, I tell you what, 15-1 was a lot harder than 4-6. And I found that really interesting because it's the pressure of success, right? It's the pressure of being the best. But at 4-6 or 3-4-1, he's always going to keep coming back to the fundamentals. He's going to keep coming. He never gets too high, and he never gets too low. And I know that drives some people nuts, but that's who he is. That's how he coaches, and he's been pretty successful doing that. So there's zero doubt he knows what's going on, but I don't think he's going to let it affect him too much.
One thing that's keeping the Packers season alive is they don't have the 8-1 Rams in their division. They don't have the 7-1 Saints. They've got the 5-3 Bears, 5-3-1 Vikings, and then the Lions, who looked really, really bad against Minnesota over the weekend. Of those two teams in front of them, the Bears and the Vikings, who do you like better to win the North if it's not Green Bay?
I would probably give it to the Vikings just because I think they'll have better quarterback play down the stretch. I think Mitch Trubisky is a year away probably from being a serious issue, although I think he's played well in spurts. But, yeah, ultimately I think the Vikings are probably the most complete team and have the best chance of winning the division.
Oh, that's interesting. You think the Bears are going to make the playoffs?
It's possible. That's what's so fun about this second half is that a lot of the division still has to beat itself up.
Yeah.
I mean, the Packers have played everybody, but everybody else we started to see, and we still have a Vikings-Bears showdown on national television coming up. I mean, that's going to be fun to watch, see how it plays out. But like you said, this division is much tighter than most, and I think it's a lot more talented than most. So years and years and years of the Packers taking advantage of a weak division are pretty much over at this point.
Aaron Nagler, keep up the good work on the videos. Try to be a little calmer. You're broadcasting yourself
and
publicly.
You sound out of breath.
That is up to the Green Bay Packers about how calm or excited I get.
Oh, that's a good point. Aaron, appreciate it. Follow him at Aaron Nagler and at Cheesehead TV. Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.